Yeah, right back. Worst Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton, Brian with Rod Schreckengausen, Monique Donnelly, and this is our exposed segment. We're actually rope tie Mark Bryan right here with us for this segment to keep him in for this one. We're tying him down. We've taken over Frank Pastoria's desk. He ain't getting it back.
And he's a big, muscular guy, too.
Oh, no, he's huge. Are you kidding? And he was a pitcher. He's got a mean arm. So anyway, welcome to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. Get connected online at worshipfactory.net for networking. It is really important. Yes, ma'am.
We get callers.
What?
We can invite callers. And these are the people who I want to hear from. I want to hear from teachers, because we've been talking about the SMART program.
Yeah.
I'm not smart.
School of Music and Art.
Mm-hmm. The SMART program.
Yeah.
I actually would like to hear from teachers if they have seen a difference in the kids, post-music programs, if they've seen like a stress release or a stress buildup. I want to know if there's actually been a difference.
Mark, there's also got to be some clinical data out there as far as it goes.
There is a lot of data actually that shows that exactly what you're asking about does happen. Yeah. And there's a correlation. They can't link it yet to causality, but they can say that there's a correlation between art and particularly music learning and academic achievement. And high school children that have taken at least one high school arts course of any kind do better academically on their SATs than others.
There you go.
And go figure, it's the first program that we eliminate from the school system, the public school system, which is pretty bad. Yeah. You know, we are taking your calls at 888-995-5552. That's 888-995-KKLA right here at worshipfactory.net. Get online, get connected. And we're talking about the SMART program, actually, what God is in the next level of our life at Worship Factory, where he's called us to actually go into the churches and start to take the people that we've got access to and those that we don't have access to out there that may be looking for some place to actually go and teach, these qualified teachers that are out there. We also that feel like they've been called. Maybe they're out there looking for a job. We'd like to be able to do that and utilize your talents into some of the churches to teach the arts, which we think is so critical, Mark.
Yeah. What ages are you focused on right now? I know you've got teen groups.
Right.
It'll be mostly school after school is what we've talked about. It's some kind of program where kids can have an option, too. This is a place to not only go and learn, but be a safe environment and encourage things like character and integrity. And so we're looking at a broad program, but focused around music and arts.
Can I totally shift gears right now? Because we have Mark Bryan on the show, and I kind of want to pick your brain a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You say you have this new book in the works, yes?
Right. Yes, I do.
Are you still giving more workshops?
I mean, I love to do workshops, as you know. I do. Yeah. But when I'm focused on writing, I am not focused on, having people show up to be in front of them and work. My next workshop isn't going to be until spring, actually.
Where?
I don't know. I have a venue.
It's a secret.
I've been talking to a couple of people down in the downtown area and in Santa Monica. And my old assistant still teaches at the Bodie Tree. She's been teaching there for many, many years.
And can you just give a synopsis? Because it's pretty darn cool. If any of you listeners out there get a chance to go to his seminars, they're pretty amazing. It's not – I literally came, expecting to sit in a chair with my little pen and my paper to take my little notes.
It's not one of those kind of seminars. Well, it's hard to describe, too. I mean, you can imagine the sculpting, the group sculpting, and the three-dimensional tableaus we do and all of that is very difficult to describe until somebody does it. So,
but it was pretty
revealing. Artist's way, it is very revealing. Yeah. But we built a team first, right? The first thing we did was become comrades.
Yeah, feel safe.
That's the important
one
thing.
We're going to take a call real quick. Lonnie from California. I don't know whereabouts. Where are you from, Lonnie?
Newport.
Oh, Newport. Well, welcome on board Worship Factory. How can we help you, Lonnie?
Hello, Lonnie.
Hello.
We're live.
Hello.
Do you have a question for Mark Bryan?
Or for anybody.
How are you?
Good. Do you have a question for Mark Bryan?
How old are you?
No, actually, I just wanted to tell you guys that you guys are doing a great job and that I'm praying for you guys.
Woo-hoo!
Awesome.
Thank you
so
much.
Rock.
Love that.
We love you, Lonnie.
Newport Beach. I love Newport, too. Keep us in your prayers. We'll keep you in your prayers, too.
Thanks for calling.
Lonnie, thanks for calling
Lonnie.
So much. God bless you. Wow, you are live at Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. Call us at 888-995-5552. We are in the studio with Mark Bryan, author, coach, life coach, teacher, educator. You name
Roustabout.
You name it. He was never a guitar player. Always wanted to be, though.
You know, one of the things
I can play a few chords. I enjoy it.
One of the things we touched on earlier, I like going back and digging those things out, is oftentimes what we do when we're creating and writing seems to be competitive. And so we want to share those things with other people, but often their feedback is because they also have that sense of competition. And so their feedback's not very positive. One of the things we're trying to do at Worship Factory is break down some of those barriers and say, we're not here to tear somebody down.
Right.
We're to help build them up and support them.
Yeah, there are people who will just... We'll just not only take it down, but take the idea and say thanks a lot.
No.
Especially in LA.
Unfortunately.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You find it on the next show. Or
so it is important to choose well who we show things to.
Right.
But it is my experience, no matter if it's music or lyrics, songwriting, because the National Songwriters Association, the Country Music Association have all been clients of mine at one time or another. And it's been great fun out there in Nashville. The thing about finding the right people to talk with are the people who, they're not only, first they're doing it, as I said earlier, right? Mm-hmm. They're doing it. Second thing is, if they're giving constructive criticism, it's urgent, it's personal, and it's specific. By urgent, it means it's got to be something that really needs to be done, right? Mm-hmm. Like, why did you kill the boyfriend off screen? And it's usually with questions. A good critique will include just questions. Hey, Rod, why did you use that as the bridge, right? Did you like that? You know, why did you choose that?
Mm-hmm.
If we do the questioning, that's fun. So it has, and it's helpful because good criticism feels like, oh, my God, thank you so much, right? I mean, have you ever had somebody critique something that was just, you knew it came from the heart, you knew they were right when they said it, and it just, like, lit you up.
Yeah. Well, and can I just say, I even think that is a gift, constructive criticism, because I can't speak the truth in love. I'm working on it. I'm learning how to do it. But Mariana,
you stink.
She totally rocks at it. Like, I'll walk away going, oh, I just totally got put in my place, but I, like, totally feel loved. Like, how did she do that? Like, I love that idea. I'm going to totally take that from you, that the questioning. Are you happy with that?
Why did you make that choice?
Yeah, that's a great tip.
So it has to be urgent, which means it's got to be important. It's not just, you forgot the period on the bottom of that sentence. You know, it has to be important.
Yeah.
It has to be personal, which, by the way, I mean, and by that I mean that it's, I have to understand what you're trying to do. Right. Mm-hmm. What were you trying? What was the feeling you're trying to evoke in that song?
What are you trying
to do there? And to listen about that. So it's specific to the project you have, not to the one I imagined in my head, as I said earlier. Mm. And the third thing is that it's very specific, right? And it's not just general. Yeah. Like, oh, well, I didn't really like it.
Yeah.
That does me no good.
Right.
Right. Neither does, wow, I really love it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they want to buy the record. If they buy the record and they say, oh, then that's great.
And you're listening to Worship Factory KKLA.
If they sign you to the label, they say they love it, then that's great.
That's a nice generalism.
Right here, and we are taking your phone calls at 888-995-5552, right here at Worship Factory KKLA 99.5 FM. We are in studio with Mark Bryan, Monique, and I. Mariana's actually over there. She's being really, really quiet as she writes with her pen. She's actually writing her next novel, too, so we can critique it.
That's right. Good.
So, Mark, going back real quick to the SMART program, as far as in the needs out there, I think that it's, it's just our desire to try and figure out how do we fulfill that need. I mean, that's what's really important to us. And a program like this, it seems to make sense to go into the churches and utilize the services of the churches.
Yeah, it does make sense because most congregations have arts teachers in it of some kind. You know, there's
and
drama
rooms,
teachers.
And pianos, sure.
And yeah, that's right. That's right. And they've got rooms that are empty and there's people that are motivated.
For recitals and
creativity is the whole reason we're there in the first place. the spiritual connection. And what does art do but connect humanity? You know?
Right. Right. There's so many positives.
A lot of positives.
Well, God created the heavens and the earth, as they say, as far as that goes, in the very beginning. You know, and you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. We do want you to get connected out there, and I think it's so important and empowers each and every one of us to have a place that Mark calls the tribe or a home, and also get connected in a church. If you're not involved in a church, then please do so. We encourage that strongly somewhere, wherever you want to go to church, as far as that goes. I mean, I think it's very, very important.
And we're here for you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily have a critique service,
us.
But if you've got something you want to have us listen to or read, listen, we'll try to support you in that. That's what we're here for.
Again, we thank you for your for our first inaugural live show.
You
right
guys
here
made it. Congratulations.
Frank, you're not getting your office back. Don't go nowhere, though, listeners. We are. Pastor Steve is coming up from Core Church. Following this is obviously your Worship Factory. Stay tuned. Stay connected. Get connected wherever you may be. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, everyone.